welcome to episode zero of In the Fieldhouse with Coach Jim and Coach Kerry. This is our first podcast.
Numero uno, baby.
First time we've ever done it.
Grassroots.
I don't even know what that means.
I don't know either.
Yeah, it's all right. So, why are we making a podcast? That's a good question. What we see as a problem going on in youth sports
is the entire thing from beginning to end.
Yeah. The system is broken. We're here to talk about it and think about what we can do as parents and as coaches to make it better. And we're going to learn through research, through interviewing people. You know, we're open to ideas.
Our own experiences, your experiences.
And our tap dancing dog, apparently.
That's it. That's it. Big boom boom.
So, Kerry, tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. Softball has been the center of my life since about 8 years old, I want to say. So I played, obviously, throughout elementary, high school, competitive. I played in college, and I've coached for probably even longer at this point. So I coached at the high school level, a couple different places, and then at the rec level, now the competitive level. So I've seen a lot. I've experienced a lot. I've been a pitching coach. God, what year am I in life? For at least 20 years, which makes me feel so old.
20 long
years. Oh, my God. But I've been in the game for a while. I've seen a lot. And right now, I'm also experiencing with our children different sports. So outside of the softball realm, with our girls playing soccer, basketball. So with that background, it's just been a wild, I want to say 5 years now with our kids. So that's where I'm at.
Yeah. just like you, I did athletics of some sort my whole life. team sports and, basketball, baseball when I was younger, basketball through high school. I did track and field in high school and did an entire semester as a D1 athlete.
That's a big old semester there.
Yep.
Baby.
How's that feel? In track and field.
Definitely. But there's a reason why there's one semester.
Oh, yeah. There's a reason. It turns out we can get into that at some other point, but Turns out D1 athletics isn't what you think it is. But regardless, after college, even during college, I did some coaching. Actually, in high school, I was teaching karate. And after college, I did some coaching in track and field. I'd done some coaching in basketball, and watching our kids, as you said, grow up and go through this world. And then the biggest thing we haven't even talked about yet, the name of this podcast,
Holla.
is we have opened a athletic training facility. And not athletic training in rehabbing and all that, but more actual like a training facility that focuses on mostly softball and soccer at this point. Baseball, some other sports here and there.
Anyone that'll pay me to use the facility?
Yeah, I mean, Kerry's kind of running the day-to-day there. But it's something that we're both at all the time, and we feel passionate about youth sports and trying to help it and be better. And so that's really what this entire podcast is going to be about.
We're going to sit here and we're going to make commentary about youth sports, about parents, about the coaching, about the teams and foundations. But yet we are the crazy parents that opened our own facility. So here we are looking in the mirror, talking to ourselves.
Yeah. Yeah, it turns out we the baddies?
Yeah. We are the root of the problem that we're about to pitch about.
Did we inject the money? Are we the problem? No, you know what? It's such a multifaceted issue. And I think, not to give a preview as to what we're going to talk about, but I think it's a rigged game.
Yeah.
And I think parents are set up to fail. And I think.
Oh, I think we're set up to be at each other's throats and not support each other and each other's kids and each other's teammates the way that we should.
Oh, 100%.
And you know, a big reason why we opened the Fieldhouse, a big reason why we are doing this podcast in general is because we both love to coach. We love it.
Yeah.
We love working with the kids. We love seeing their growth, seeing their progress, knowing that we're a part of it. We love that. And I know that's a big reason why we even opened the Fieldhouse in general. It's because we do love seeing that growth and we see that character development within that physical growth of whatever skills that they're learning and trying to build upon. So we're here just trying to figure out how can we get back to the things that Jim and I love about this whole process, and stir ourselves away from the toxicity that is in youth sports right now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think with that, we should probably close it out for episode 0. They were kind of counting like computer geeks, you know, because this is like the pilot episode.
Jim's the computer geek.
Shut up. Anyways, well, I think that's going to be just about it for today. If you guys have any suggestions for future episodes, people to interview, love to hear it. Best way to get in touch with us would probably be to email Kerry, which is kerry@thefieldhouseri.com.
K-E-R-I.
Oh, I was going to do it.
I wasn't sure if you were.
It's not R-R-Y. It's not R-R-I.
It's not C-A-R-I-E. I'm not Carrie.
No. She's Kerry.
Straight up.
Yeah. All right. Well, with that being said.
It's been real, folks.
It's been real. We'll see you in episode 1.
Peace.